Chapter 4. Time. The moment you were reading the title is just a few seconds ago, yet already gone. And that moment will never be back. Nor will be this moment. The clock might stop, but the time always moves on. Though there seems to be an endless amount of time, after every second that is now history, there will be a new one, right? On the scale of eternity? Correct. On the scale of our life? There are many seconds, but they are measured. Nor do we know how many seconds we'll get. In that sense, time is maybe the most precious thing we've been given. Yes, we get it for free. We receive it as a gift when we were born. Rich or poor, we all receive that gift. Time does not discriminate, yet often we don't find it fair. After all, some of us have been given only very little time. Some of us have lost children and are painfully aware of the unfairness of time. I lost my father when he was only 53, and he still had lots and lots of plans for his life. And he didn't get the seconds to live these plans. When I'm writing these words, I am 53, the same age as when my father died. For sure it got me thinking when I turned 53. Some fear-based questions like, will I outlive my father? Or, will this also be my year? Other questions help me more. When observing my father's life, what lessons are there for me? Which choices did he make that he probably would have made differently if he would have known the number of his years? One of the lessons I took is about money. It feels my father's motto was to save his money wisely. I agree, and I want to add, spend it wisely. A certain amount of money in the bank account is wise. Not spending it to enjoy life is a missed opportunity. Another lesson is to enjoy life now. Yes, now. This is the only moment in time you're living. You can enjoy memories from the past. You can't go back in time to create an experience, though. You can look forward to things. You can't fully experience what's still about to happen as if you're actually experiencing it now. Don't postpone harvesting the fruits life has to offer now to another time. The fruit might be gone, or the time might not come. Enjoy the gift of the present. Another thing I became aware of is how I want to use my time, for instance, whilst working. With time being one of the most precious gifts of life, let's use it well. Use it purposeful. Use it to create the footprint you want to leave behind. When not, maybe that's the definition of wasting time. Time, a limited resource. Again, the clock might stop, time never will. Journaling questions, time. How conscious and purposeful do I use my time? What do I not want to regret at the end of my time? What is the footprint I want to create whilst traveling through life?